Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now looking at the impact of this Iranian attack on Israel on Saturday night and its influence, its effect on diaspora communities. Joining us now, just to unpack this issue, we have Zev Krengel, Vice President of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Zev, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you on board, Zev, and thank you for taking the time just to unpack now where the Jewish communities in the diaspora stand at the moment from a South African perspective, following that attack on Saturday night. What is the stance of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies regarding defensive mechanisms in place for the Jewish community here?
So look, I mean, I think from a South African Jewish Board of Deputies, you know, the threat of Iran on global Jewry, we have seen from, you know, from what they did in Argentina almost two decades ago, mm-hmm. they've always had a big willingness to attack world Jewry wherever they feel the potential weak target. So nice. I don't think the attack on Saturday night makes it worse or less. I think we always have to live with that level of, you know, with that level of, you know, let's say threat sure. of Iran. I think Iran's always made itself very, well, I think Iran, they tell you what they're going to do, uh-huh. like many of our other enemies, but see, we don't seem to always want to listen. But I don't think the threat of Iran attacking any diaspora Jewry has been there, as I said, literally. Mm. You know, what they did in Argentina over two decades ago.
Sure.
And what they've done elsewhere to international and diaspora Jewry. So do I think it's more? Do I think it's less? I think that threat will always be there. And I think as all diaspora communities need to do what they need to do personally, they need to work with their security clusters and their different governments to manage that threat, as well as to look after themselves where they feel they can.
Indeed.
But I don't believe, if you ever think the threat's coming down, it's not. And it seems to be the attack Iran did was a red line they'd never done before, to go directly for Israel right. from Iranian soil. Mm. It does seem, you know, that's what it is at this stage. But I don't think sure. it makes the threat level for us any less or any more.
Okay. I mean, the reason why I pose that question, Zev, is, well, not exactly, as you mentioned, a direct threat from Iran, but Iran, of course, playing on sentiments, you know, inflaming others, the situation to at least, shall we say, encourage sentiments and enticement to others to, you know, like create havoc for communities, Jewish communities around the world, for that matter. Are you in touch with any other Jewish boards around the world, just to keep in touch with what, you know, just to share ideas?
Absolutely. So, sure. You know, the Jewish Board, we work through the World Jewish Congress, we work through the American Jewish Committee with the Conference of Presidents. So we continuously, Mary Klug, our Vice President, she sits on the executive of the World Jewish Congress. As we're talking, Wendy Kahn is in Washington. So okay. We're continuously working. We had WUJA, the World Union of Jewish Students, yeah. So we continuously work with our, you know, with our counterparts throughout the world, and we continuously work with the South African security apparatus to make sure that if there is ever, you know, attacks, I mean, it's common knowledge today. Must have been 2016 or 15, promised, and you know, I did bring it out. So it's common knowledge where it was a direct threat and attack on them was the LL crew in South Africa, which right. had really dispatched the person. I mean, that comes out of the Prime Minister's office when it was declassified. So it's not that it's not the first time that they haven't tried something yet, and I don't know if it's going to be the last. But I don't believe it's a threat level that should affect or, you know, make us feel any better or worse.
Right.
As Jews, we have lived through most probably the most difficult period as diaspora and, you know, Israeli Jews since the 7th of October, we've seen the sentiment, we've seen an incredible backlash of hatred towards Jewish people throughout the world. I mean, even, you know, pro-Palestinian marches became pro-Iranian marches, and I mean, the Iranian sending, you know, hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles.
Right.
You know, it really should be condemned by anyone. I don't think it's, you know, it's the people who couldn't condemn when Russia sent the same into Ukraine. So I just feel, you know, everyone wants to believe their history, I mean, or their truth.
Sure.
But yeah, we do whatever we believe is acceptable. You know, life's always about managing risk, whether you're driving a car, whether you're living in Johannesburg, or whether you're flying in a plane.
Indeed.
You know, some people won't fly on Boeing anymore. So it's what you feel is risk. We don't feel that the risk level's any higher or lower, and there's always a risk level of the Iranian regime going for international Jewish targets, and that's been for decades.
Sure. Zev, very quickly, have you sensed any fear from the community since the Iranian attack?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the community, like every Jew in the world, was incredibly petrified on the night. I heard your Twitter, you know, what should Israel do? I'll give you my 3 cents. I think Israel lost its most important moment on time, which was when we heard the attack was coming. I still can't understand why Israel just absorbed it and didn't send ballistic missiles back into Tehran. I still don't understand it, but I think at this stage, this incredible commitment of Israeli defense or the Israeli government of protecting its own people. I was in Israel during the 1991 Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein Iraq sent 39 Scuds into Israel, and it literally paralyzed the whole. The whole society. No one came in. And today, you know, we almost wake up in the morning and the Israelis were back on the beach the next day. So I think it's a great, it's a great success story.
Okay.
You know, 91, 39 Scuds literally brought Israel to a standstill.
Sure.
Today, the level of drones and ballistic missiles that came into Israel, and the Israelis were back on the beaches and back in their supermarkets in the morning. So I think it's a great, it's really a good feel story. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any of those since the 7th of October. So I believe the Israeli Defense Force, Air Force, and then what really excites me, and we can now, it's coming out, is how well Israel worked with its allies. It worked with Jordan, worked with Saudi Arabia, it worked with America, with France, with Britain. The entire Air Force was in the air, fought literally with Jordanian fighter pilots. Most of those drones were shot over Jordan. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great story. Me personally, it's easy to give my views, such as in South Africa, but I think Israel should have retaliated in those 2 hours to show what punch we can give back.
Right.
But we absorbed every single punch, unbelievably, excluding one Druze young girl who's still fighting for her life, not a single injury. And Israel society carried on going. So I'm not sure if it's a good or bad thing when that level of a red line can be broken and life carries on. So I think it's a success story, and we should be seeing the positive of how well the Air Force, the Defense Force, and how well we coordinated with our allies and our friends in the region against most probably the single biggest evil we have to face in our generation is that Iranian government.
Right. Zev, very, very, very quickly, as you've said now, life is a risk. We all have to manage these risks as best as possible. Very quickly, contact details for those needing to get hold of any community services?
I think always if you're scared of an immediate risk, the CSA has got an incredible call center.
Okay.
I think if you think it's a criminal risk, CAP's unbelievable.
Right.
If you see something suspicious, whatever the CSA numbers you've got. I think our community is incredibly well organized. We've always looked after ourselves in conjunction with working with civil society, with the government, with the security cluster.
Okay,
so I really do believe we're in as good a position as we could be.
Sure. Zev, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon to give us your feedback on an opinion on what those in the diaspora, the Jewish community in the diaspora, should be mindful of during this point in time or following this attack by Iran on Israel. Zev Krengel, Vice President of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.